Let us pay heed to these things, dear ones, so that we may not disregard those who are offended, nor hinder the gospel of Christ, so that we may not undermine our own salvation. And do not tell me, when your brother is offended, this or that by which he is offended is not prohibited, it is allowed. For I have something more substantial to tell you, even if Christ himself has allowed it, yet if you see anyone harmed, pause, and do not take advantage of the allowance. Paul did this, even when he could have accepted, because Christ granted permission he did not accept. Thus our Lord in his mercy has infused his commandments with much leniency, so it's not all about strict obedience, but we can also act according to our own discretion. He could have, if he wished, extended the commandments, declaring, "He who does not fast continuously, let him be chastised. He who does not maintain his virginity, let him be punished. He that does not surrender all that he possesses, let him face the harshest punishment." But he didn't do so, giving you the opportunity if you wish to be proactive in doing more. Therefore, both when he was discussing virginity, he said, "He who is able to accept this, let him accept it." And when it came to the rich man, he commanded certain things, but left some to the individual's discretion. He did not say, "Sell what you have," but rather, "If you desire to be perfect, sell."